Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast.
Hello. This week's card pull is from the Moonology Manifestation Oracle deck from Yasmin Boland, and I already pulled the card. The card is Last Quarter Moon in Aries, Work Through Your Feelings. When I read from the book, it says, someone has had their feelings hurt, maybe it's you. Deal with this upset, especially, but not only, if it's on the home front. Whatever is going on right now will go better if you take steps to make sure no one is feeling like they've been emotionally run over. If you're feeling like your feelings have been trampled on, it's time to work through them and clear them. Then you can move forward towards your goals. It's hard to manifest when hurt feelings are in the way. The manifestation mix is relationships, especially with family and or people you live with, are extra charged now. If someone is riding roughshod over your feelings, don't sulk. Manifesting mindset. When someone upsets you, it's easy to wear your hurt like a badge of honor, but that merely perpetuates the situation. The manifesting magic. These crystals work especially well for the sign of Aries. Red tiger's eye, shungite, bloodstone, chrysanthemum? I thought that was a flower. I must be saying it wrong. Pyrite and flame agate. Choose one and hold it while you meditate, visualizing a beautiful red eye swirling around you. Alternatively, keep your crystal close by as you work through your situation. Or use 5 or 6 to make a crystal grid. Your manifestation affirmation. I now choose to release all my hurt, and so it is. When to manifest your magic? The best time to work your magic is when the moon is in Aries on a Tuesday or during Mars hour. And this book says that is the third hour of sun in the day, so 3 hours after sunrise. Wherever that is for you at this moment in time. The thing that really stood out for me when I was reading this is wearing your hurt like a badge of honor. That I feel a lot of us are doing that, where we identify ourselves by what we have gone through, our trauma, our struggle, our pain. It's how we identify ourselves. It becomes a part of our personality, becomes a part of how we see ourselves and how we talk about ourselves to others. It's a really integral part of who we are. And the thought of healing that enough to be able to let it go, it almost feels like we're losing a part of ourselves because that is how we identify ourselves. So that is where the big struggle is, in the fear of if we lose this, if we let go of this, who are we then? We become somebody different, someone we don't know. And the not knowing is really scary for a lot of us. For I'd say the majority of us, especially when it comes to ourselves, because having to reinvent yourself, having to relearn who you are and rediscover yourself through healing, and each step you uncover more and more of who you are by letting go of what isn't you and allowing what is you to come to the surface that has been pushed down and hidden by these layers that we put on top of ourselves to project to other people and to ourselves of who we think we are. So I feel like that is the point in the card for being pulled today. And a lot of people we're on this healing journey, and you only can get to a certain point before you have to look at the shadows. Look at the parts of ourselves that we don't like, that, or maybe we have healed through them and we do hold on to them for this recognition of who they are. But there's also, because you're a survivor, you have triumphed. And if you let go completely of what you have overcome, does that accomplishment go away too? I feel like there's that fear inside of us, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. And our path, so our triumph over it, that never goes away. That is a key part of our self. That is the parts of our soul we have unlocked in the process. That is, but we no longer need the igniter of the path. So once you have your candle lit, you no longer need the matches because you have your flame. The trauma, the struggle is the matches, and your journey forward is the candle. The flame is lit. We no longer need what ignited us. It's okay to let it go. We can trust that the flame will continue to burn. And if at a point where it goes out, we trust that our soul, that the universe will provide us with the right tool to ignite it. And we don't have to go back to the original matches to get it lit again. We don't need those original matches anymore. That, I feel, that's a path that a lot of us are on. There's something in our lives that we are holding on to that it is time to release. We are being called to look at that and attempt to release that. So I'm going to ask, what are some tools or strategies that we can do to help with this release, with the recognition? Because there's one thing to know, okay, I have this issue and I can now recognize that I'm healing and I want to move through this, but how to do it? When you're in this situation, it's so hard to see. You have to back up in order to see the whole picture, to see the pathway out. It's like when you're in a maze. You can't necessarily see the path forward. You'd only see one step ahead. But if you had an aerial view, you can know exactly where to go. So this is the kind of this what I'm going to be asking. What would be the most helpful to the majority of people walking through their path, through their maze? And my cat's meowing, so just ignore that if you hear that. So when I asked what was the easiest, the simplest way for people to get this perspective, and I heard outside view, outside help, talking to a friend, asking their opinion, asking for, hey Gizmo, he's come to visit us. The view from somebody else. So either having a session with somebody or a trusted friend who you can talk to and get their insights and see what comes to pass that way. And, oh, kitty cat. Ugh, sorry. let me see, what else? The main thing is listening to your gut, listening to your intuition. So many of us, our intuition is brighter, louder than ever. We are able to listen to it more easily than we ever have, but we are denying it. We're finding logical reasons to push it aside and be like, well, that can't be it. This is it's a mistake. Or just a coincidence. And I feel like that's a big, big, big key to a lot of this, is learning to listen to your gut more. And the cat finally sat down and is no longer rubbing up against the microphone. Thank goodness. So some ways to listen to your intuition. I feel like really friendship. This whole episode, I feel like it involves connecting with somebody else. Because we get so wrapped up in our own path and our own journey. And sometimes it's hard to connect with other people because we're all on our own different journeys. And finding the points where we can meet up and find connection with others, it can be challenging, especially as we're growing, because the people around us might not be growing. And then we have to find new connections. But I feel like this as well, when we are tuning into our intuition, talking to somebody else and seeing how they feel about it, and getting confirmation from other people is very, very helpful in this as well. I feel like, yeah, getting that outside, getting outside of ourselves and connecting with other people is huge. It's really, really vital at this moment in time. That we're not separated in our journey, and that our journeys are connected and tied together. And we, as we work together, we form a grid with each other. We become more powerful and we become more in tune with our souls. And we are able to help the earth, and she is able to help us more when we connect with each other. We cannot be separated. I feel like that was how we were weakened. That is how we were able to become what society has become. It's because we were separate. And it is so important for us to connect again in a deeper, stronger, soulful way with each other. And a big part of that is being vulnerable with each other. And through that vulnerability, other people can see the way out, see the path forward, give us a glimmer of hope and the support that we need to help us through that maze. Even when it's difficult, we know that we're not doing it alone, and that makes the world of difference. Okay, I'm going to see if there's another message in this card for us today. What I'm getting is our fear of connection is false. Our fear of rejection is false. That is something that has been learned, implanted. It is something that has been cultivated in us to keep us small and separate. And working through that fear of as is really important for our growth. When we find other people on a similar journey, the chance of rejection, the fear of rejection will start to fall away, because the more open we are, the more brave we are, the more we ignite bravery in others. So it ripples out. And maybe it's hard to be brave for just yourself, but being brave for others so other people can see your bravery, and then it inspires them to be brave, makes it more comfortable for them to be brave. So maybe that is something that will make it easier for you to be brave, to have that mindset. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you would like to connect, my website is spruceenergyhealing.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all as Spruce Energy Healing. And I recently opened up a Facebook community circle. When you are part of my newsletter, which is my weekly newsletter where I send out a card poll and any information that's new for me that week. And those members are able to join my Facebook circle, where I do weekly energy healings, and you can ask any of your questions and I will help answer them, and we can connect and be part of a community together. So If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I would love to hear them. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I look forward to talking to you next time.